Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're into hour number two, and man, there's a lot of news going on. I just spent most of the last hour talking about freedom of the press and the mysterious death. Well, I think the evidence is overwhelming. He was assassinated. We know there was a cover-up of Michael Hastings of Rolling Stone. Where's the Rolling Stone for their reporter? Where's BuzzFeed for their reporter? Where is the dinosaur media? I mean, why is it the liberal Huffington Post trying to investigate and not people that actually work with this guy? Well, we've talked to a lot of his friends and people. They're scared to death. And you know what? I'm scared of being scared. I just cannot imagine being afraid. It's like giving into it, and then you're a prisoner. I just don't understand it. People call that courage to get over your fear, and I don't even know what you call it. I mean, I'm not fearless. I fear for my children dying in a car wreck. I fear if I eat too much fattening food, I'll have a heart attack. I mean, I fear things that I have control over that I'm doing wrong or if I'm driving too fast. But when it's somebody bad doing something and I've got to stand up to them, even though they may kill me or set me up, then I don't have fear. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like I've got a job to do. And when crooks and gangs and thugs and out-of-control criminal organizations are doing things, I want to do one thing, and that's bring them down, because I have an instinct as a man to want to have a good civilization for my family. I'm programmed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm 100% programmed to try to figure out ways to beat these people. And I, in 18 years, have built my own media operation that reaches 15 million people a week conservatively. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying you've got power. You can affect change out there. And let me tell you, it's been great being alive 39 years so far. And it's been great getting to have this much success, because it gives me belief in humanity. And to work with other liberty lovers and people that have helped us get the word out, who understand these basic facts. And to get to know somebody like Staff Sergeant Biggs, who's standing up for his friend and being a focal point to expose what's happening. It's great to be in the society of men and women who love liberty and who have honor. I just cannot imagine being a dishonorable scumbag. Criminals and scum and psychopaths and sociopaths are like wimps, and they've decided to be evil because they think that makes them a winner to go around and break the rules of humanity. And you people are not winners. You are scum. And that's why you're so screwed up. That's why you have such horrible lives. That's why your kids are so horrible. That's why you're cursed. Because you're of your father, the devil. And I hate to turn into a preacher on people. It's true, though. It's all about good and evil, ladies and gentlemen. And, man, I tell you, I was reading the racist comments back and forth on Infowars.com and the racist comments on YouTube and all of everybody. White scum, devil, this, I'm going to kill you. Black, blah, 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 I'm going to kill you. On and on and on. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And I'm sick of it. And then you respond to it and you criticize the black racist, and they say, oh, you're just a racist. And you criticize the white racist, and they go, oh, you just hate your own kind. And you look at the black and white racist and all of them, they all pretty much the same people. They all act just the same, except it's from a different team, a different side. Meanwhile, we're all going into the New World Order. Meanwhile, we're all losing our liberties. Meanwhile, 99.9% of us, it isn't 1%. We did the math. It was like 0.00026. Of the 6,000 superclass that own the vast majority of world wealth, over 80% worldwide. And they're just laughing at us. And I'm just so sick of... And then the elite's answer is, well, look at how dumb the public is. They deserve it. But I can't do that. I can't go join them just because I know how the game works and then laugh at everybody while I screw everybody. I mean, I'm not going to be part of it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are now saying in the press that George Zimmerman was a homosexual predator trying to go after children. That's the headline up on Drudge. Limbaugh's reporting that. And that's basically what his friend who testified in court already said. This is the type of demonization that we see going on. Baltimore witnesses a group of black men beat Hispanic man. Yelling, the Baltimore Sun reports, this is for Trayvon, white jogger beaten, protesters storm Walmart, L.A. Times, soul singer attacked after dedicating song to Trayvon, you MFer, you started this, CBS reporter, photographer attacked, we told you about that yesterday, LAPD vows crackdown. It goes on and on and on. Chicago church marquee says it's safe to kill black people in America. 94% of blacks are killed by blacks. Yeah, I guess it is in Chicago because of your mafia government not letting black citizens defend themselves from criminals, whether they be white or black or Hispanic. They're saying the verdict unleashed pent-up rage. Nugent says vindicates Citizen Patrol's self-defense. Yeah, we're going to get Nugent on either today or tomorrow. I was just talking to him earlier. He's trying to find a hole. Stevie Wonder says boycott Florida. Doesn't matter. Florida's about half minority, and it'll just hurt them. Yeah, just the whole state did it now. Burn the whole state down. That'll show Whitey. Maya Angelou, what is really injured is the psyche of our national population. And now Gentel Warren Zimmerman could be gay rapist. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. Yeah, she's gone on a TV show and basically said that. This is the type of insane garbage. While our country's in trouble, our jobs are being shipped overseas. What about $21 billion to ship General Motors to China that taxpayers paid for? That's in the newspaper a couple times. No one even knows it. I mean, that's discrimination against all American taxpayers. I don't care what color you are. What about not being able to have GMO labeled? So we have a right to not eat GMO plants that are in the different processed foods that have their own pesticide growing in them. It's deadly to the rats that eat it, but it's supposedly safe for us. What about the right to not have Fukushima raining radiation down on the U.S.? Oh, no, no, no. None of that matters. And then why is the media playing up still how horrible the verdict was and not criticizing the people ransacking Walmart and attacking white people? Man, I'm telling you, this stuff only flies in places like California, folks. I'll guarantee you, people tried to block the highway, try to drag people out of cars in Texas. It's going to go real bad, real fast. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to be getting to more of this as it unfolds. It's all up on InfoWars.com. We have a very special guest we're going to in a moment. But brothers murdered over free Zimmerman sticker. That's a new report up on InfoWars.com. Jogger kidnapped and attacked over Zimmerman verdict. We have our own stories on that. But Watson's story is not anywhere. That's a breaking news story. Operation Paul Revere, InfoWars Online Film Festival is now live. We got like 600-plus entries. We put like 300 up. Couldn't put all 600 up, but we'll try to rotate those in later. Up at InfoWars.com/Paul. InfoWars.com/Paul. And you can see the top half of the best entries. And if yours fell through the cracks, I'm sorry. When you get 600-plus, there's already been tens of millions of views of these films. Already been a huge success. And we're now going to start showcasing these throughout the month. By the end of the month, I will declare the $100,000 first place winner and the other two winners, $115,000 in prizes. And you can go see the amazing films. You can get lost for days in there. InfoWars.com /Paul or Paul Revere, the Paul Revere contest. So we're going to be covering that more in the next few days and playing some of the highlights of the. In about a week, we'll tell you the top 50, then the top 30, the top 20, the top 10, and then the top 3. Will be announced towards the end, sometime in the last week of July, which is just about a week and a half, 2 weeks away. So that's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour is somebody that I've been a big fan of for a long time, and John Bowne said he had a crush on her when he was a teenager, but Mary Lou Henner. And I'd seen her on 60 Minutes. We're going to play a clip of that coming up later. I'd you know, seen her in different the movie about Andy Kaufman. I heard her a couple years ago on Howard Stern, and he was you know, doing these memory games with her, and she could remember it all. And it was just one of the best interviews I've heard, because I usually am in the car about 30 minutes. I sat there in the parking lot and listened like a whole hour of the interview. So I thought, let me get her on the air. Now I can't do as good an interview as Howard Stern, and I won't ask his racy questions, but she's also a GCN radio host in the morning at GCNlive.com, getting picked up by stations all over the country right now. And I am just very, very excited to have her with us. But she was in the Total Recall episode of 60 Minutes and another 60 Minutes episode called Endless Memory. And I've seen a bunch of these, very fascinating. The Endless Memory Part 2, and she's been on a bunch of other shows. And she has, I guess, what they call highly superior autobiographical memory. And I find this fascinating because I had somewhat of a photographic memory until I was about 30 or so, and it's not as good, but nothing like hers. I mean, if I focused on something, then I can remember it perfectly and vividly. But it's hit or miss. With her, it's total, and I wonder if that continues. And she's also a best-selling author on rearing children and so much more. So Mary Lou Henner, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, my gosh, what an introduction. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a fan of yours as well. And I'm sure you get told this all the time, but you sound so much like Charlie Sheen. Do you hear that all the time?
I do sound like Charlie Sheen.
Oh, so much like him. He's fantastic. I think he's an incredible actor. He's great.
You know, I think sometimes when I'm hurrying, now that you say it, I kind of have a cadence like him.
Yeah, you do. Very much so. Very much so.
But then other times I sound kind of like Rush Limbaugh, but I'm not doing it on purpose. This is how I talk.
Much sexier. Much sexier sound quality to your voice than Rush Limbaugh. Much sexier.
You're too sweet.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. Much more like Charlie Sheen.
Well, I'm friends with Charlie, so.
He's got a great voice. He's a wonderful actor. And yep. I got to do an episode of Two and a Half Men, but I didn't get to do it with him. I got to do it with Ashton Kutcher and John Cryer and the rest of the team. But I'm a big fan of Charlie's as well, and I know his family. So, yeah. But,
boy, aren't they sweethearts?
They're incredible. His mom and I, she and I have the exact same birthday. We're both born April 6th. So, and my first husband was Frederick Forrest, who worked, of course, with Marty Sheen, Charlie's father, on Apocalypse Now. And then Marty and I worked together in an episode of a television. And it's funny, as I'm talking to you, all these dates are flooding through my head because I could say, oh, yeah, he and I did this thing September the 23rd, started on Monday, September 23rd of 1985. And, oh, yeah, it's like all these different dates come flooding through. And everything that you said in the introduction, like the 60 Minutes, you know, that was instantly December 19th, 2010. And, you know, it's like all these different days come into my head very quickly.
And so you haven't lost any of it as you get older?
No, you know what's so funny? I always had it. Even as a child, I had it. I mean, even at 6 years old, people would call me the memory kid, and I'd fall asleep at night saying, what did I do a year ago on this very same day in school? And, you know, what did I do when I was my little brother Lauren's age? And, you know, I was always exercising it even as a kid because it was something easy to do, and it was kind of fun to fall asleep that way with that kind of meditation. But as I've gotten older, I think mainly because I'm asked about it so much more than I ever was these past 2 years, since 60 Minutes was on, that because I'm constantly exercising it every single day
better.
With people. Yeah, it's actually getting better. Yesterday I was on the set of Unforgettable, which is my show that's on CBS, about a cop who has my memory. Poppy Montgomery plays the part. And we're going back on the air July 28th. And so I was on the set yesterday, and people were asking me all kinds of things. Oh, remember the last time you were here, and what is wearing and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's kind of fun to do that. Now, I will never forget our interview today, July 16th.
Wow. But I can tell that having this incredibly rare gift, it's not just a gift. It then becomes who you are. Because when I start talking about any news item or anything, 1,000 things that are connected to it, not so much the date, but that too, U.S. Sure. codes and bill numbers and things and other things that connect to it all rush to the fore. And so that's when I start going, because
absolutely. Absolutely. It's like I always say, you know, everybody remembers something especially well. People who think they have no memory at all, they remember something special in their they remember something especially well in their lives. And I always say that in the jigsaw puzzle of your life, what are the hard-edged pieces? You know, what would help you connect the other things? You do it naturally because you probably have a very astute, well, highly trained memory because you love information and you love making connections anyway. So you have all of this completely outlined. You have much more than even the border of the jigsaw puzzle of your life. But it is. It's all about interconnecting and interlocking different bits of information. So that's the power of it. I mean, that's why, you know, in my book, Total Memory Makeover, I keep trying to teach people, no, you can remember so much more than you do. You just don't know how to receive, retain, and then retrieve the information.
We're going to get on some of your websites here in a moment, but what's the best site to visit for all your sites?
Oh, well, MaryLou.com will connect you with everything. I've been teaching classes online for 13 years. I have 30 coaches who teach my program with me. We have classes every month. I'm in the chat room. But also you can connect to MaryLouShow.com, you know, the show on GCN, or you can go to GCN. But everything, MaryLou.com will have the most information if you want everything from recipes to how to find the web, the radio show and what's coming up next, you know, in terms
it's
of...
It's all there.
Yeah.
It seems like this culture tries to dumb everything down and simplify it all, trying to get people not to use their memory. I think the essence of freedom is having a will to be free and not lay down to corruption and to learn, but also to remember things. I mean, this is so obvious, it's silly to say, but to have a memory. If we remember all the lies of the politicians, and if we remember how they incrementally take our rights, then the whole roadmap's there instead of living just right now.
Absolutely. And if you remember how the advice of your doctor just made you stave off disease for a short period of time until you were a paying customer again, rather than learning how to use your own body to heal yourself. You know, if you can start remembering things, it's amazing how you start to head off the red flags that are such a part of our culture.
You know, I never thought about that I sound like Charlie Sheen, but actually... Actually, now that I hear myself talking, I do sound a little bit like Charlie Sheen, at least in the cadence. That's a weird epiphany. But I guess with your super brain, you're then able to remember his voice suddenly and then put it together with my voice. What is that like? How many people have your gift, A, and B, have you ever met any of them, and what is that like?
Well, they showed us on 60 Minutes. There were five of us that were in the same room meeting. And at that point, there were only six of us, the person who started it all, basically. I mean, everybody's gone through their lives having the memory, but there was a woman by the name of Jill Price who came forward, approached the University of California at Irvine. Dr. James McGaw is like the grandmaster of memory, and he proved that memory is tied to adrenaline. He had already been featured on 60 Minutes, etc. So she went to him, and he said, oh, if you're having trouble with memory, maybe you should read this book or that book. She said, no, my problem is I can't forget. I don't forget anything. They had never seen anything like it. There was nothing in medical journals, anywhere, scientific books, nothing about it. So they tested her for many years, and then they offered the story to both 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, and to Diane Sawyer on Primetime Live. And Leslie, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, she basically said, hate to burst your bubble. It's not that unusual. My friend Mary Lou Henner has the same memory. So they turned the story down, and Jill Price went on Diane Sawyer. Well, now Leslie called me 3 years later. She said, it turns out it is very unusual. They've only found a few more people. I want you to go to UC Irvine. You're going to be tested on camera. So I was tested on camera on November the 4th and the 5th of 2009. Anyway, so I was tested on camera and then on the 6th and 7th of December of that same year. And then it took a year for them to do all of the research on other brains. And they got all these different other age range and male, female, et cetera, et cetera. So there was the group of six of us. They tested our brains in terms of measurements because they wired us, put us through MRIs, took about 300 measurements of our brains. And what they discovered is that there are nine areas of our brains that are 10 times larger than the normal person's.
Wow.
10 times larger. You would be freaked out if you saw the x-rays. It's pretty crazy because you see everybody, the normal brain, and then you see, I saw my brain and I went, oh my gosh, it's crazy how big this area is a few times. So, but what they found is they have found six more people that are now documented. So there are 12 of us who've been through all.
So you're like an ex-woman. So it's a good mutation to have. You're like Superwoman.
Yes. Yeah, well, Howard Stern said, you know, I mean, this is like superhero status and everything. It was a very funny interview.
But what's crazy is you were already an incredibly successful TV, movie star, best-selling author. It just shows why you were already so successful, not just good-looking, but also very intelligent and, you know, very bubbly and very electric. And then it just, you didn't even understand how special you really were. And this far into your career, it's like a whole nother area that you recognize how special you are once other people, I guess, basically recognized it. Think of how many other incredible human gifts are out there that just haven't been recognized.
Sure, absolutely. And you know what was really funny is that I used to talk about this in interviews, and I'd say, oh, well, give me any date. I remember my entire life. Give me any date within my lifetime. And people would say, okay, what did you have 2 weeks ago for lunch? And I think, why are you asking me that question? That's like so easy. But people couldn't wrap their minds around this whole thing. They couldn't. People had no idea what I was talking about until Dr. McGaw, Leslie Stahl, you know, 60 Minutes kind of sanctioned it. And the medical, you know, the medical profession, of course, and the scientists, of course, had a name for it and tested us enough to have some kind of explanation for it all. So they still don't know how it came about, but they definitely know that there is something different about our brains. By far.
What area of the brain is it? I mean, is it in between the lower centers and the cerebral cortex? What's the area of the brain?
It's connected somewhat to the hippocampus and to the caudate nucleus, but it isn't in those places. I don't even know the name of it because they, you know, when I see it on a chart, it's all like letters and numbers. It's not even...
Sure, I understand. You know, it's all subregions.
Yeah, all these different subregions. But what was interesting is they took the measurements of all of us, and the 12 of us moved like this among the 100 people that they tested. So we all were in the same group. It was crazy when I saw the statistics. And, you know, they had the 300 areas of the brain listed in terms of like some kind of, you know, it looked like a logarithm or something. And so, but you saw the 12 of us kind of move together. And our numbers. I mean, it was really quite fascinating. And the testing is ongoing. I mean, I've answered over 1,000 questions. You know, the initial testing is crazy. They test you on every memory test they've ever created, whether it's number sequencing backwards and forwards, looking at something visual, being read a story and then repeating it verbatim, asking questions about it, color things, and then you get into the date testing, and that's really crazy. So they do all of these different dates, and there's this kind of gold standard 100-question test. And then they find things on each individual person and ask us questions like that.
Sure, so sure. Let me be honest with you. I was never a big drinker, but I like to drink sometimes just to stop thinking, because obviously I'm not that articulate on air, but just sitting there in a room, my brain has such complex thoughts and things that being sober is like being on a super drug or something.
Oh,
and then it's almost fun to eat a big meal or, you know, drink whatever so that I can rest my brain. What is it like for you to have, you know, a brain 10 times more complex than that? I mean, I can see that it animates you, and you've got all this energy to do, you know, two 3-hour radio shows a day, TV shows, write books. But, I mean, what is it like? How do you handle it?
Well, it's funny that you said that thing about drinking, because people always say to me, do you ever have a drink? Do you ever go? I said, oh, you mean Sake Land? You know, it's almost like, I like sake. So I said, oh, yeah. It's like you go someplace else, and then there's like a whole memory thing that happens over in Sake Land. You know, it's like, but I know what you mean. It's like sometimes you just have to shut down. I'm not much of a sleeper. I sleep about 5 hours a night, but when I have two switches, on or off. So when I'm out, I am out. And I really sleep very well and very soundly. It's rare that I don't sleep really soundly for at least 5 hours. But it is. It's going on all the time. But it's also like a pilot light. You know, it's something, if I'm driving in my car and all of a sudden a song comes on, I can like scroll through every time I've ever heard that song from the first time to the last time.
Unbelievable.
Or I can just say, oh, well, you know, I'm talking to my sister on the phone. Well, not like this because you have to use, you know, headsets. But I'm talking to my sister on the phone and a song comes on. I'll go, oh, that reminds me of, and then I'll go right back to my conversation with my sister. You know, so it's like always there and it's available to me, which is maybe its power that I can use.
Sure. Do the scientists think this is the next level of humanity, or do they believe that small numbers of humans, because used to there wasn't 7, you know, billion people, so there's only maybe 100 people they think like you, maybe worldwide or something, then maybe you've never existed before until now?
They think that it's new. They think it's new and we might be evolving to this, but they don't know. They still don't know. The testing is going on forever. Now, I mean, going on, as I said, continues to go on. They have more people that they're testing, that they're putting through what the 12 of us have been through, but they have kind of in waiting maybe 50. I heard 50 and then I heard 33.
Oh, I bet the Pentagon's interested in you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my son has it, but he doesn't exercise it as much, but I know he has it. He's 17. They're going to test him because they can't test them with MRIs until they're 18.
Well, also, I mean, there's, you know, maybe 100 or so, a couple hundred, who knows, of people that have, you know, like the super brain like you, but then there's people down, you know, probably hundreds of thousands, millions, that just have more advanced memories than the average person. But as you said, anybody can train and develop and expand their memory and learn how to access it.
Oh. Absolutely. And we've gotten so lazy. And not only that, I mean, everything is so convenient for us. It's all speed dial. And you get punished for using your phone and putting in a number. Now, you know, of course, you're not supposed to take your eyes off the road. But if you, you know,
it's funny you said adrenaline's connected to it. Because if I can't remember something, if I hop around and kind of get excited, then I can remember. Stay there. Mary Lou Henner, incredible interview. We're coming right back with you. Website's MaryLou.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. This is an exciting interview. I want to meet this lady. In person. We'll be right
in the next few weeks.
All right. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Folks, we're going to have open phones in the third hour today, then I'm doing a fourth hour.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
Absolutely.
You want answers?
Well, so do we.
So does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Only I can interrupt my own liner. I did that on purpose, actually. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Nugent's going to be with us in the fourth hour today to talk about the whole situation with Trayvon Martin and, of course, the George Zimmerman situation. There is a lot of violence going on. Mary Lou, I want to get into – Mary Lou Henner joins us if you just tuned in, folks.
It reminds me of – do you remember Wednesday, April 29th, 1992? The Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, it was horrible. It was terrible. And it didn't accomplish anything. It's terrible. I mean, the whole thing, the whole situation is so sad for everybody and everything. And it's just, anyway.
And political correctness and groveling over all this and everybody fighting with each other, I think only makes it worse. I mean, how does beating up or shooting some white people bring Trayvon Martin back, or how does the Klan lynching some black guy randomly, I mean, what does that do? I just don't get fighting with each other over what color we are. But a lot of people, I guess, who are shallow, it just makes sense to them. What do you think about this race obsession by the media?
You know, it's so funny because having grown up in Chicago and having grown up in show business, you know, my career has been mostly in show business, it doesn't have that same kind of, it just doesn't have that same kind of zeitgeist. It just doesn't, you know, and so when I see people do it, I feel like, where are we? Are we, you know, 50 years ago? What's going on? Let's all kind of calm down and just, you know, work together and not polarize so much.
It's, well, sure, it's the mainstream media wants to divide and conquer. But they want the polarization as a tool of statecraft. And in the name of fighting racism, they hype it up and make it the central issue to distract from things. I want to get into child rearing with you. I want to get into what you're currently doing. There's so many questions I've got. But one thing we're both involved in, I have InfoWarsHealth.com. You promote longevity products as well. I mean, you're obviously in great shape. I got into this because I saw friends and family have dramatic weight loss, health, memory, with the hundreds of longevity products that we have at InfoWarsHealth.com, but you're now promoting it. And just to put a plug in here, this is what funds the show to a great extent, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, now available at InfoWarsHealth.com, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more, whole foods, trace minerals, antioxidants. Now, folks wanted it all certified organic, non-GMO. Well, the old Tangy Tangerine pretty much is, but they couldn't get it certified because of some of the sourcing. This has an 8,000 ORAC total score. The old one had 5,000 and something in it, 5,745, if memory serves. This has 8,000. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com when you sign up for AutoShip, and there's almost 400 other products there on the site. They now have OsteoFX, Beyond OsteoFX.
That's the one I like. I think that's a great product, and I think it goes immediately into your body, so that's what I love about it. I think it's like, you know, I mean, because let's face it, I'm the world's greatest eater, and I still can't get everything from my food, unfortunately, because of the way the food is processed and the way the food is given to us, and I eat in restaurants once in a while, and I eat it on an airplane once in a while, and that's why I think what Dr. Wallach is on to is a really smart thing, and believe me, I've been in the health business for over 34 years. This year is my 34th health birthday because I got into it after both my parents died. My father died of a heart attack at 52.
Wow.
My mother died of arthritis at 58.
Arthritis? Died of arthritis?
Died of arthritis. They can call it other stuff. She died of arthritis because she didn't have the right information. And so I became this obsessed student of health after
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I have a family member who, when she was 20, well, couldn't even get out of bed, and then got another doctor that said it's nutrition, and it's a autoimmune thing in your joints, and you've got to run, and you've got to eat healthy.
You've got to move. Yeah, absolutely. It makes me crazy.
And then now she doesn't have any arthritis.
Yeah, it makes me crazy that we give all this power to a stupid pill, or we think, oh, let's do the fight on cancer, and let's do this and stuff, and nobody is paying attention to the power in a plate of food. I mean, a plate of food has much more power than almost anything else that you can ingest. So it's very important for you to, first of all, get the highest quality food, most nutrient-dense food that you possibly can, a plant-based diet whenever you can, whether it's 20, 40, 60, or 80% of your diet. And do not think that your doctor is going to have all the answers, because something that you do at least 2 or 3 times a day is eat, and most doctors have had absolutely no counseling, no classes whatsoever in nutrition. It's not even necessary.
Oh, that's admitted. Hospitals have the worst food, period, of anywhere in major studies. So, again, folks, InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a toll-free number if you want to call that and get a free catalog. But the catalog's online at InfoWarsHealth.com. And all I do is I go out and find the very best thing, whether it's water filtration, whether it's books, films, whatever, in a free market to fund my political ideology of libertarian, populist, constitutional ideas. And that's why I promote longevity. And when folks go to InfoWarsHealth.com and get it there, it supports us and what we're doing. And then you can also go and sign up under longevity at MaryLou.com as well, because she's doing it, she's promoting it, and
yes,
it's not only about funding our other messages with things like this, it's about win-win-win, promoting things we know are great, the revolution of health, the revolution of high density, nutritious, plant-derived things like you get in Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. And it's really about goodwill. Win-win, win-win-win. InfoWarsHealth.com, folks.
How can you think? How can you live your life if all the nutrients aren't going to your brain and to your other organs? And, you know, you can't, if all you're doing is spending your time digesting. Because let's face it, we are stuffing our faces, but we are starving our bodies. And our bodies are so deprived of nutrients that they don't, nothing knows how to power itself. Nothing. The body doesn't know how to power itself. And so that's why it's so important to at least take these kinds of supplements, because if you can't eat a perfect diet, at least, and even when you can, something is missing. So this is a great way to start.
Well, of course, they've had the OsteoFX that pro football players, you name it, rave about. We're going to be getting some of them on the show. People are going to have knee replacements, basketball players, you name it. They get on this miraculous. Ted Anderson, the owner of this network, was going to have knee surgery. That's why he said, well, you got to look into this longevity. And then family looked into it. I said, here, take these samples. What do you think? Right. And my mom, who's a triathlete, said, this is dramatic. Now they've got the new powdered Beyond OsteoFX available at InfoWarsHealth.com. What are your favorite longevity products? And then we'll move on.
Okay, my favorites are OsteoFX because, you know, as a mom, I have a mom who died of arthritis, and I feel like there's no way that we're going to get the right amount of what we need. That product is a great way to go. And I like the Ultimate Classic as well. Those are my two favorites. And then, of course, I like a lot of the makeup products, and the chocolate's pretty good. And I'm not even a chocolate eater. But if I do have dark chocolate, no dairy, then, you know, because I'm so anti-dairy. That's probably my biggest soapbox because, to me, that was the number one change in my life, giving up dairy products.
But I go through withdrawals. I mean, I know if I quit dairy, I lose even more weight and get even healthier.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm kind of built like Ben Grimm now. I mean, I'm not even really fat. I just got big muscles. But I'm addicted. How do I get off of it?
I know it's the dopamine. Most of those foods, because flavor adheres to fat. So anything that's got sugar or salt, because let's face it, all dairy products is supposed to do is turn a 50-pound calf into a 300-pound cow in 6 months. That's it. That's what it's designed for. It's for an animal that's got 9 feet of intestines and 4 stomachs. We have 27 feet of intestines and 1 little stomach. So it's not even for the same animal. So now they take this indigestible food, we can't possibly break it down the proper way because it has the wrong hormones, it's got the wrong enzymes in it. It's just not designed for our bodies. So now they take this food that's for another animal, and then they take all the water out of it and put bacteria in it, and then give it tons of salt, and then let it age. It's called cheese, and there we have it. Another food that we really can't digest, especially even if we hydrate ourselves. So it's crazy that we are drinking the breast milk of an animal that we have nothing to do with. Go nurse from an orangutan, because they're so much closer to you than a cow is, and yet you would never think of doing that. I mean, it makes me nuts. It makes me, and I know I used to be addicted to dairy. It was the one thing I looked forward to. I used to go on stupid diets where I'd buy a pound of Jarlsberg cheese and chip away at it all day and call it my 1,700 calorie a day diet. And then I was wondering why I was fat, constipated, and had pimples. You know, I dropped 54 pounds from getting healthy. 54 pounds from giving up dairy products, eating a more plant-based diet, giving up meat, giving up sugar, giving up anything that had refined sugar in it. I still have, you know, things like agave and stuff like that. But it makes such a difference in your health, because my parents died in their 50s, and I did not want to go that way. And I also wanted a quality of life, not just the numbers. I mean, in this country, we assume that people are going to be on 8 to 11 medications by the time they're 60 years old. 8 to 11 medications. That's crazy. That's nuts to me. And we feel like the last 10 years of our lives, we're probably going to barely be able to get out of bed, or we'll be hooked up to some machine and we'll go out, you know, slowly into the night, that kind of thing, but painfully. And that's not necessary. It's not at all.
Well, I was always a big exercise guy and ran 6 miles every other day and lifted weights and looked great, but ate all sorts of bad things, you name it. And then for about 10 years, I decided to just quit everything, basically, except for going on a few hikes and to work, and just got really unhealthy. And now it's been about a 4-year process of slowly transitioning off of all that. So I want listeners to know, you don't have to do all this overnight. Just start by cutting back on things, exercising some, drinking more purified water, getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Osteo FX 2.0. I mean, just some basic things like that, and you will see dramatic differences. Here's an example. I always have a cup of coffee in the morning. I love how it tastes. I might have a second cup a day, but in the, used to I'd have five cups to be able to work 17, 18 hours a day sometimes when I'm making a film or something. Now, I'll have a Beyond Tangy Tangerine or a Pollen Burst Plus at like 5 o'clock, and I get more energy out of vitamins and minerals than I do off of coffee.
Yeah. No, it's true. Well, also, there's a crash after coffee. But I always say to people, and this is what I talk about on my show, my whole show, The Mary Lou Show, and you can really find all this information at MaryLouShow.com. It's all life through the prism of health. It's all about getting the message out that you can live a healthier diet. You're never too young or too old to feel healthier than you do right now. And it's all progress, not perfection. I mean, I've been doing this for 34 years, and I'm still learning so much. It's progress, not perfection. It's something small. Do something small to make yourself feel better. If it's just walk around your block, if it's just read a label, if it's just make water your only beverage for like 6 hours, you know, and throw some tangerine, into it. Whatever you need to do. But there's something small that you can do today, even if it's having better posture. There's something
exactly
you can do today to improve
the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and we can either just give in to this toxic world, or we can resist it and thrive instead of collapsing. But a larger issue is the hydrofluorosilicic acid they add to the water. They know what that does.
Oh.
The GMO, where it kills the bugs that eat it, but they say it's safe for us to eat it.
It's crazy. And our children, you know, and then it's so unfair of us to give our children the steroids, the hormones, the crap, the GMOs, everything, you know, the sugars, all that stuff that we're putting in their foods, their breakfast cereals, their drive-through foods.
And then put them on Prozac or Ritalin when they act bad.
And then their little 40 to 80-pound bodies can't sit still because of all the crap we've given them. And then what happens? We get all of a sudden, you know, we say they have ADD and ADHD, and then we give them more stuff on top of that. It's so unfair. I wrote a book, Alex, I wrote a book in 2000 called Healthy Kids. That title was even available to me is crazy. But in 2000, I wrote a book. I was going on the road with Annie Get Your Gun, and I said, I want to visit schools. I want to see lunchrooms. I want to see children's hospitals. What are they feeding our kids? Because I had two little boys. They were young at the time. They were 5 and 6. And I said, I want to go visit. I'll write this book. My book publisher said, we're not going to pay you. Nobody's interested in nutrition for kids. I said, you know what? 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about it like crazy because we're facing an epidemic. Our children are changing overnight. I said, don't pay me for the book. I want to write this book. So I wrote this book, Healthy Kids. And what I discovered about school lunchrooms, about, you know, what we're feeding our children, what's in the food, how advertisers focus on an 8-year-old because they feel like if they get you at 8, they have a consumer for life. Just everything. I went through every age, whether it was breastfeeding all the way up to college dorm foods, et cetera, et cetera. And people thought I was being so controversial. In fact, I had one chapter in there that they wouldn't even let me publish because I was way too controversial in terms of the connection with the mercury that was in vaccinations for autism and dairy products for autism and gluten for autism and other diseases and stuff.
You're a trailblazer.
I know. This has been my passion. I love that I got to do Taxi. I think it's the most extraordinary experience of my life, and I've loved all the movies I've done. But nothing excites me more than talking about health. And that's why I wanted to get.
Well, I'm not kissing up to you. You are a Renaissance woman. I tell you, you are the model of what it's going to take to save this country. Because as women go, so goes the culture. Advertisers have always known that. And it's so good that you're out there and that you have been trailblazing. You also wrote a bestseller on how to get kids to behave themselves.
Yeah, I refuse to raise a brat because I think that this is a brat culture. And little brats turn into big brats. Little brats become these obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, it's not just the cops that act like brats sometimes. The public acts like brats.
The public acts like brats. The sense of entitlement. And I, of course, see it a lot in Hollywood. It's crazy, and it's totally indulged there. But I see people that there's like no work ethic anymore. It's like people just take it for granted. And, you know, just this whole culture of children who, I'll tell you a really funny story. And this happened like right after I wrote the book. But my son was celebrating his birthday, very young, 4 years old, and I said, I'm sick of these birthday parties. I'm going to have our own birthday party. We're going to play the old games that we used to play when we were kids. So I start musical chairs, right? So it's like, dee, 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 dee. The kids are going around in a circle, and a little boy gets out. It's like, okay, you're out. He immediately starts to cry. And the mom says, he's never played this game before. I said, all right, fine, he can stay in. So now, dee, 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 another kid. Okay, you're out. He's never played either. And I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, you're all still in the game. So now round and round, I make sure my son, the birthday boy, said, okay, birthday boy, you're out. And a mother calls me and she says, we don't play this game anymore. And I said, why? And she said, it's bad for self-esteem. I said, what about survival of the fittest? What about learning how to navigate?
Well, this has been done by the social engineers, is what I'm saying, on purpose, so that we're all a bunch of jellyfish who can be run over. When you go through adversity, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. And I don't agree with a lot of Nietzschean ideas, but I'm here to tell you that's true.
Absolutely. That's why I put a whole chapter in my book called The School of Hard Knocks. Because if we don't, you know, it's well-intentioned parents who cripple their children more than anything else. They're the ones who want to be the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the legs. So many parents carrying their kids to school when the child can walk. It's like, if we don't teach, that's where self-esteem comes from.
Oh, I got to tell you, I mean, my dad, I mean, I couldn't do this with my kids now, I'll be honest. My dad, I'd come home with black eyes. He'd go, well, you better fight harder next time. And my dad wasn't some macho Mr. Tough guy. And, you know, nowadays they have weapons and stuff, so it's a little bit different. But that's why people used to be tougher. And then also, once you became strong and confident, you weren't going to pick on people, because a really confident man doesn't even act like that. And bullies didn't used to get away with stuff because they ended up getting their butts kicked. Nowadays,
it's a bully with a secret. There's always something in a bully. Bullies are the ones who are the real who are in trouble. They're the ones with the sickness. They're the ones who should.
Oh, I know. Every time I started kicking a bully's butt, they'd start crying at the end of it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Mary Lou Henner is our guest. Amazing lady.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
PatriotAmmoSupply.com only sells to patriots and private citizens. Why? Because we only sell to people we can trust. We do not sell to government agencies. We manufacture our own bullets and load our own ammunition, so it's in stock and ready to ship. Got empty cartridges? We can reload your brass, reducing your cost and eliminating the hidden federal excise tax. Most orders ship within 3 to 5 days. Give us a call, 406-210-5294, or visit PatriotAmmoSupply.com, an American company.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here, back live. We've got the third hour coming up. I'm going to open the phones up, talk about the whole Trayvon situation and the racial attacks happening all over the country and a bunch of other geopolitical news this has been distracting people from. Then we'll go into the fourth hour. More. I did 4 hours forever, and then I quit doing it, saying I have to do the nightly news, but now I'm going back to 4 hours when some stations quit carrying it. That's just whatever. I'm going to go into the fourth hour with Ted Nugent, and if your local station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed, the free podcast, the free iPhone, Droid apps, the free newsletter sign up. It's all at Infowars.com/show. And please send that link on to friends and family. That's how we wake more people up. Because it's about building an economy and a civilization based on quality, based on truth, based on culture. And you vote with your dollars. You vote with your time. You vote with what you promote and what you stand for. And there are a lot of good people in this world. We have to take the world back. By the way, Drew Pearson, we're going to get him on the show. He's a big longevity fan, obviously famous Dallas Cowboy. We'll put his image up on screen for TV viewers. But Drew Pearson, his favorite products are the Beyond Osteo FX. They have, of course, it's new. It's the Osteo FX is his favorite, and the Ultimate CM Plus. Imagine all the stuff his joints have gone through. And, of course, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. All of this available at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number right there on the side if you want to call or ask any questions. But Mary Lou Henner is also, because she believes in this so much, promoting longevity. You can also sign up at MaryLou.com. They're in the health area. If you'd like to be a distributor or just buy the products, you can sign up for $10 and become a distributor and get big discounts as well, just like Mary Lou Henner has done. MaryLou.com. All right. In closing, in the next few months, when you come back from New York through L.A., you're going to come to Austin in studio with us. I'm very excited, Mary Lou. This interview went even better than I thought it would. I thought it would be very, very informative, just amazing. And I think we have chemistry, as you were saying during the break. So I look forward to meeting you and your husband in person. But in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, closing comments for the audience out there, Mary Lou.
You know, don't take anything for granted. Don't take your health for granted. Don't take your relationships, your kids, nothing. Stop being a brat and open up your mind to a much bigger world out there than just that your sense of entitlement or what you think someone like your doctor is telling you. You know, question everything. Question, find the right path for yourself and know that health is available to you. It's progress, not perfection. Don't think I have to do everything all at once. I have to be able to, you know, run a marathon or be a triathlete or something like that. It's not. It's, and most of all, stop waiting for your someday person. Everybody's got that someday person that they think, oh, as soon as I lose weight or when I get a better job or when we move or when my kid goes to college. It's not that. The someday person starts today. You know, you are so much closer than you think to what you think you want. So don't keep thinking that it's some person way outside of yourself. It's right there. You just have to tweak it a little bit. And you have to, you know, put yourself out there. Don't just show up. Show up to play. Show up to play, question. The freedom is there. The freedom is yours. And, you know, I went to Congress 6 times. So many, I mean, that's another whole show. I'll say my Congress stories and how nothing moves there for another time. I was there for the Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act in 2010, and I was there for the food pyramid. And it was crazy what went on there. So just know that just because something's on your shelf, or just because the government says so, or just because your doctor says so, question all of it. Know that the truth is out there if you seek it. Definitely.
Well, absolutely. Japan just said stop taking the Gardasil shots. We knew they were killing people in the trials.
Do you know something? All right, the Gardasil, don't even get me started on that.
Can you do 5 more minutes?
Oh, my God. Sure. My boys are 17 and 19, okay? And so I've been, they've been from this generation. And every single
time. Okay, we got to go to break. One-minute break. Come back for 5 minutes. Get into the Gardasil story, and then we'll have you back next time in studio. MaryLou.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.